In a preschool classroom at a podium draped in Dr. Seuss decor, Illinois leaders spoke about the long-term benefits of investing in early childhood education. The group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids is supporting the $100 million increase in block grant funding for early childhood ed proposed in the governor's budget.
All right, here
the leaders
we go,
were also there to read to the preschoolers.
Officer Buckle knew more safety tips.
Tim Carpenter is the state director of Fight Crime, Invest in Kids. He says Winnebago County is well served by state grants, but there's still plenty of opportunities to help families.
These investments are shrewd. They only cost the state a little over $3,000 for a child enrolled in a half-day program, probably a little more than double than that for a full day, but it does cost $26,000 for an inmate in one of our state prisons.
Their report highlights a stat from the Chicago Child Parent Centers that found students were 70% more likely to be arrested for a violent crime by the age 18 if they were not a part of the center's early childhood programs. The group also wants lawmakers to increase funding to improve the infrastructure of the schools providing early education.
Look, we have a $3.5 billion budget deficit this year. We have a $15 billion overall unpaid bills. But when we look at the prioritizing of what we actually need to spend money on, this is one of the things that we actually need to do.
That's State Representative John Cabello. The Rockford area Republican has been a police officer and a detective. He says early childhood funding helps reduce crime.
When we look at how we're trying to redo the criminal justice system down in the General Assembly, we realize that this is a very important part of the overall redo of the justice system, to be able to keep kids out of the criminal justice system.
State Senator Steve Stottleman wants the state to look at the bigger picture when it comes to paying for education.
You know, one thing government doesn't do a good job of and needs to do a better job of is investing in the front end, and we'll find better outcomes in the back end. We tend to be so focused on this year's fiscal year issues that we forget that investing in the front end can really pay dividends.
Educators with after-school programs are also asking the state for help, but they don't have the promise of more funding in this year's budget. Susan Stanton is the network lead at After School for Children and Teens, or ACT Now, a statewide advocacy group. ACT Now presented at the State Board of Education's meeting last month.
There's a huge focus from this administration and lots of folks in the education space on the early childhood sector, which is important and we're strong supporters of. But I think what that causes sometimes is that folks don't always think about what happens after that transition is made.
Stanton says the state has never made a large investment in after-school programs, unlike early childhood.
How do we continue to support school-age kids outside of the early childhood space? So when they get to first through third grade, are there still those supports there? Are we protecting the investment we've made in those youth so far?
There are other funding streams, but Stanton says it's not enough.
Over 400,000 youth in Illinois are unsupervised and unattended in the after-school hours. And there's 700,000 kids who want to be in after-school programs.
Some national funding exists through programs like the 21st Century Learning Centers Initiative. But for the third year in a row, President Trump's budget proposes eliminating it. Given its bipartisan support, Stanton says it's unlikely the program will be axed. If it was, estimates show Illinois after-school programs would lose more than $50 million. Last year, 38% of after-school programs in the state used funding from the 21st Century Learning Center, according to ACT Now.
I think that for us, we try to stay very vigilant because here in Illinois, we know how funding can change overnight.
Stanton refers to the 2015 cuts to teen reach after-school programs during the budget impasse that forced some to shut down. Leaders say they plan to keep lobbying for legislation to secure support for these programs in Illinois. I'm Peter Medlin.